Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Dozens of peaceful protesters were arrested at the intersection of Broad and Vine Streets after a rally and march outside City Hall led by Senator Bernie Sanders. The May Day demonstration touted the importance of unions and workers' rights. KYW's Vic Raghupathy was there.
Protesters representing unions and organizations like Unite Here, AFSCME, and AFL-CIO sat down at the intersection of Broad and Vine around 6:45 after marching up to the spot. Caleb was watching as 70 of them were cuffed by Philly police and taken away.
Just shows you what side the police are on. They've got full body armor, AR mags, and they're facing off against unarmed people, workers, old women, men in casts for crying out loud, and they had buses full of people out of here.
Right before the protest, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders roused a massive crowd on the north apron of City Hall, railing against the actions of a handful of billionaires who he says control government and society at the expense of the working class.
In the year 2025 in America, we are now living in an oligarchic form of society.
With workers' rights and union solidarity a focal point, Hospitality Workers Union Unite Here says hotel workers whose contract has expired are ready to strike if need be. Shafiq Anderson is a banquet steward at the Sheraton on 17th and Race.
Being able to have a union means that you're going to have people who stand with you and fight for what's right beside you, and people are going to stand behind you.
At City Hall, Vikram Agupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
You might want to put down whatever you're eating for this story. Prospect Park police say they have identified the driver who sprayed diarrhea on the hood of another car during a road rage incident captured on camera. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
A video surfaced on Facebook depicting a really obscene act.
That's Prospect Park Police Chief David Madonna, and the video he's talking about shows a woman defecating on the hood of a car, dropping a case of road rage into his hands.
Once we viewed the video, gathered more evidence, we determined who the players were in this thing, both the victim and the defendant.
Madonna says the incident took place at 4th and Madison Streets near Whitmer Memorial Park in broad daylight. Police have identified the victim and the defecator who now faces charges.
The main one you're looking at is indecent exposure, right? You can't pull your pants down in public for any reason, really. And, you know, we're also exploring other charges such as criminal mischief and disorderly conduct.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Jurors continue to deliberate in the case against the man accused of shooting six Philadelphia police officers in 2019. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Less than an hour of deliberating and one juror was dismissed and replaced, which then restarted the jury's duty in deciding whether Maurice Hill is guilty of dozens of charges connected to the shooting of six police officers on August 14th of 2019. Jurors have asked about a half a dozen questions about the law and evidence shown through the 8 days of testimony. Prosecutors say Hill was the muscle for a drug operation on 15th Street near Erie Avenue. They say police pulled out bags of marijuana, a scale and several guns from the home all used in the shooting, including an AR-15. But Hill, who testified at trial, says he saw shadows only in the home and believed they were intruders, and that's why he began to fire. Hill faces dozens of charges, including attempted murder, aggravated assault, and reckless endangerment. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
a program designed to cultivate the next generation of conservation leaders, is honored by Philadelphia City Council. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
At this time, the chair recognizes...
Council President Kenyatta Johnson recognized Council Member Jamie Gauthier, who presented a resolution honoring, recognizing, and congratulating the first class of the West Philadelphia Zoo Scholars.
I think I just saw a snake, though. I'll stand up here.
It wasn't a snake, but a skink, a prehensile tail skink named Beely, who lives at the zoo. The lizard joined Gauthier and others at the podium.
Congratulations to the inaugural class of scholars on making a difference while setting yourself up for success as you move into adulthood. We are all so proud of you. Let's give them a round of applause.
The program is a partnership among the Philadelphia Zoo, local schools, and stakeholders to offer high school students immersive hands-on experiences in zoological sciences, veterinary medicine, environmental education, and wildlife conservation. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.